I wanted to share with you a Shaila in Hilchos Chanukah that doesn't apply to Sfardim. So if you're a Sfardi, you don't have to listen. I have a number of Sfardim in my shir in YU, and as I was speaking this morning about the halachas of kids lighting in yeshiva, they all pointed out to me that we don't have to light. Our fathers light for us, you know, across the world. So Sfardi children, they all just, I think the Avadia says like that, the father lights in Panama, and the kids, wherever they are in the world, in Eretz Yisrael, in New York, and wherever else they might be, they're Yotze with their father's lighting. So this is for Ashkenazim. So the question was asked to Rav Menashe Katan Klein in Mishnah Halachos, a fellow in London. It doesn't really matter if it's in London, it just happens to be the Shabbos from London. My daughter works in an office, she comes back later, and I always light Bizman. So the question is, there are many women, girls, who are knowing not to light themselves. Some girls do light. There are those who, I think Chasam Sofer has a suggestion that women, single girls, shouldn't light themselves. So if my daughter doesn't light herself, so I want to know, should I wait till she comes home and miss the proper Zman for Hadlokas Neros? Or should I light Bizman? Because anyway, she'll be Yotze with that's what we usually do. She always is Yotze with my hadlaka anyway. So the Rav Menashe Klein, the one who asked this question to him was Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, who has connections here in our neighborhood. And the Rav Menashe Klein says something interesting. He says, we have a general klal, I would never think of applying this idea. Ein omru l'adam chatei b'shvil shetizka chavercha. Typically, we tell you, you don't have to do an avera to help somebody else. So typically we should say that if you have the right time to light, so you don't have to be chote, meaning to, that's why I think it's interesting that he's applying a chet. If you're not going to light bizman, it's like being chote, but he's applying this logic. You don't have to miss the proper lighting time to help somebody else do something properly. You don't have to lose out on your own proper, doing something properly so that somebody else will be zocha, that they'll be able to watch the lighting. On the other hand, he says very intelligently that if your minig is that the girls herself don't light, so she's not going to light, right, when she comes home. And she's always getting home after you light, so basically this Chanukah, she's not going to see any candle lighting, because she comes home after you did your lighting. She doesn't light herself, so basically you're raising your daughter that she's just not going to see candle lighting. So he says that, and we know that a person is, a person does what they're accustomed to do, and if she's going to not be accustomed to ever seeing Hadlokas Neros, so in her mind, she doesn't really, not that she's not going to know what Hadlokas Neros is, but she's just never, she's not going to be Nisragil. And we know that, as he quotes, HaHergel Naaseh Teva, whatever you do, you know, Birigilus, that's how you think, that's what you become. So if you don't, if she doesn't have the opportunity to light, so she's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna be in her consciousness of that this is what you do on Chanukah every night. You light candles because she's never gonna be there. So it says an interesting thing. He says even though typically we apply the rule of Ein Omrim LaAdam Chatei B'Shul Shetizka Chavercha, you don't have to sacrifice or do something not ideal for somebody else on somebody else's behalf. When it comes to Chinuch, Omrim LaAdam Chatei. We will say you have to give up something of your own ruchnius, your own kiyum hamitzah, in order to ensure that your family, your children, for whom you are responsible and for whom you have an achrayus to be mechanech, there we will say to the person chatei b'shvil shetizka chavercha. And he quotes, of course, the chazal that says misha biyadol mincha salin shebeso. If somebody sees something inappropriate happening in their house and they have the ability to speak up and to stop it, to stop their children from doing something that's wrong, and a person doesn't do such a thing, they carry the aver that somebody else in their family did it, because it was the father's responsibility to ensure, the balabais' responsibility to ensure that this wouldn't happen in their house. And therefore he says, and then because of that, we can rely on the ikar hadin. What's the ikar hadin? Even though bizman chazal, the din was definitively to light, as the Gemara says, Misha Tishka Hachama, whatever that means, as we spoke about last night, whether it means Shkia, whether it means Tetzach Kochavim. He said, but the Ramah tells us that nowadays, Nahagu Lehadlik Bifanim, and the Iker Hadlaka is Taka, not for the Holche, the people in the Shuk, the walkers outside, the pedestrians, the passersby, but rather Iker Hadlaka is for the people Bifanim who are inside. And therefore, since Me'ikr Hadin, the main Hadlaka, is inside, so even though you like being L'chatchila, you like doing things properly and lighting at Shkir, at Seis, whenever the proper time to light is. But since Me'ikar Hadin, really, the halacha is that you could light later when she comes home at 8 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, because there still passes by, or even there are people in the family that will see the halacha. So since anyway, Me'ikar Hadin, it's appropriate, you're allowed to light, even though it's not l'chatchil, you're allowed to light later when your daughter will come home. He says in this case, because of the risk of your daughter not being sufficiently aware or cognizant or experientially connected to Hanukkah, he says it would be permitted in such a case and appropriate to taka wait till your daughter comes home from work at 8 o'clock at night and light not bizman, but in this case, yes, we'll say to you, chatei, don't light bizman, so that you could your daughter could see lighting. I just think it's a fabulous application of enom l'adam chatei, but fear for your own family, yes, omrim l'adam chatei, b'shul shetizke chavecha. Ich kann aber nicht kaschen, weil ich sage, dass 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 ich sage